I was listening to an announcement by a private company this morning that has announced that it's going to be recruiting up to 3,000 people over the next number of years to get involved in the whole area of home care. This company is already involved in providing nursing home care in this country, and the chief executive behind it was making the point that in the next number of years there'll be over 1 million people over the age of 65 in this country, and by 2032 I think the figure was, or 2040 actually I think the figure was, there'll be 1.3 million people over the age of 65. So care of older people is a key thing we need to prepare for infrastructurally as well as in our services and recruiting the staff that we'll need to care for the population as it ages. Now, a number of years ago, the HSE announced a range of different public-private partnerships across the country in this area, the construction of community nursing units, one of them here in Killarney at the cost of millions. It was announced in December of 2022. The timeline was that the construction would be completed late in 2024. Well, still, the hospital is under the control of the company that is building it and is yet to be handed over to the HSE. And we have asked the HSE for when the completion date or when the handover date will happen, when the hospital will start to be commissioned, followed by which there'll have to be a HICWA inspection for 6 weeks to register the hospital, before which patients from the old community nursing hospital in Killarney, the old District Hospital in Killarney and St Columbanus, will be transferred over to the hospital, and the 130-bed unit, which, as you look at our demographics, is desperately needed in the area. There is a severe delay. It's developing into a severe delay at the moment, and any sort of estimate of up to a year is being talked about now. And we still don't know a clear reason from the HSE as to why the handover has been delayed by so long. There are other implications though, and we were contacted by Tim, not his real name, who had hoped to get a job working as a healthcare assistant in the hospital, the new hospital, when it was opened. He went on a HSE panel in order to enable him, hopefully, to get a job there. Last Friday, he received an email telling him the panel for the HSE jobs in Cork and Kerry, out of which he'd hoped to get a job in the new hospital when it opened, was being closed and he would have to start again. I spoke to him and asked him about what the email said and about what his concerns are now about the opening of the hospital and possibly working there.
Yes, Gerry, I worked in healthcare for approximately 10 years now, and I had got wind of this new hospital going to be opening shortly and that I'd be a great candidate to work there. So I applied to the HSE and I got called for an interview on the 18th of July, 24.
The 18th of July, 2024.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so well over a year ago at this stage. Did you have any idea at that stage? Obviously, they were starting to recruit, and this works in the form of a panel. A panel is put together and people are drawn from the panel there to fill roles. Did you have any idea of any timelines as to when you thought you might, if successful, be working?
Yeah, no, it's the HSE Southwest is what the panel is actually under. I did ask them to know, could they give me a general guideline for Killarney? Obviously, you could be offered a job anywhere else as well, but they were saying that they were hoping that Killarney would be opening the end of September 24, or definitely before Christmas. That was the original estimate.
Okay, and that certainly didn't come to pass.
No, definitely not, Jerry, no.
So did you know then what was happening with the job, or with jobs?
Absolutely no one seems to know what's happening. We all hear rumours of what's going on. Every now and again, I would get an email from the HSE offering me a position. More times than not, it's above in Cork City. Obviously, that doesn't suit, because with travel time and everything, it just wouldn't work. So you just have to keep, they keep offering you, put down your favourite position where you'd like to work. You'd get this every now and again. So it just looked like communication was still ongoing, but it really, all it was doing was pawning you off for another bit, quite literally.
Mm. And you'd imagine they would have put that panel together to be looking for people in all sorts of roles that you would have in a new unit like the Killarney Community Nursing Unit, the new hospital, effectively.
Correct, yeah. They give you specific areas. So technically, I'm a healthcare assistant. So that was specifically for that particular role, healthcare assistant.
Okay, all right. And then you got an email last Friday.
Yeah, out of the blue, last Friday, I got an email offering me a job in Farnley in Cork, which again is miles away from me. And at the very bottom of the email, was just a two-word or a two-line sentence stating that the panel was closing on the 18th of, the 18th of September 25, and we will receive no further expressions of interest from here on.
Okay, so you totally mystified at this. You thought the panel would be kept going until the hospital opens.
Correct, because we could, I pass the hospital every day of the week, and there's lights on every night. It looks finished, even though I know there is obviously still snag lists and whatever obviously to be done, but it's just sitting there. It's been sitting there for quite some time, but and no one seems to know what's going on.
Yeah. What, have you contacted anyone? Did you contact the HSE after they closed off the panel? Was there any advice on what you would have to do now?
I did send another email to the person that had sent me the email, just asking to know, would my name still be on the list if the hospital was to reopen in a year? Look, we've all heard rumours that there was problems with the floors, that there's problems with this, there's problems with that. But there seems to be no work going on up there. So the taxpayer is still paying for the lights on. Someone is paying, which obviously must be us. But no one seems to know. The councillors don't seem to know. I've gone to my local representatives. They seem to have no idea what's going on. The unions seem to have no idea what's going on. So it's just a total blank.
And what will you do? Do you have to start again to get on a future panel? Or do you have any idea what the recruitment process will be now for the hospital whenever it opens?
We'll just say we'll just say, look, the rumour around the weekend is that they're on about September next year. Now, even at that, I can't really see that happening either. If that was to happen, I would actually have to start all over again when they advertise for the positions again. Go through the whole process of going to Cork for an interview, trying to get on the panel again, and then waiting to be offered a position.
Yeah, so back on the merry-go-round, basically, on the treadmill to try and get back onto a panel again for some stage in the future for a hospital we still don't know when it will open.
Correct, yeah. Now, like I said, I met up with 10 years, Gerry, and I think I've had enough of it. I'd be very honest, I've had enough of healthcare now. I'm actually going to pull the plug.
You're not going to work in that area.
I've served my time, and like I said, 10 years, I was quite happy in my job. I love healthcare. I love working with people. But this just left a really bad taste in my mouth. If I can get a job now in a shop or somewhere like that, Monday to Friday, do you know something? I'd gladly take it.
Yeah, and that's not great either, is it, Tim? Because like there has been an ongoing problem. And I know a certain amount of staff will be transferring as well from the district hospital in Colinbanis into the new hospital. But I'd imagine with the size of it, 130 bed, they'll need more staff. Recruitment is an ongoing struggle for the HSE. Having enough people to service enough beds, to keep places open, to keep appointments turning over, all of that's an issue. And this delay, I suppose, in terms of anyone who says, I'd like to work there, it's not great.
Well, no, Gerry, I just put it this way. I was just checking this morning just to see. Like, I was offered this position in Cork on Friday. There is actually healthcare assistance wanted in Tralee General. And yet, I wasn't offered any of them. Now, if I was offered Tralee General, I probably would have taken it. I would have been quite happy to take it. But it wasn't even offered. So it's like there's a different panel altogether for that again. Like, even though it's the exact same position, within the same area, the same company over
the same working standards.
Everything. So I can't fathom it why it's not being offered in. And then they tell you that they're struggling finding staff. The staff are there. There is staff out there. I know other places, not just myself. I know plenty of other people that are quite happy to work in the sector. And number one, they can't seem to get inside the door with the HSE, which seems to be one of the biggest issues. It's baffling. It's really baffling.
Yeah, and you're looking at getting out and going into a different area of the economy and working in that because of the delays and like that. You're on a panel, but you're offered Cork when Tralee would be closer to you.
Well, Tralee would be close. Obviously, Killarney would be the perfect scenario. But as we can see, that doesn't seem to be happening at the moment. Now, even if I was told, look, Killarney will be opening in 6 months, just hang tough, you're still on the panel, whatever. That's fine. I could, you know something, I could, we're a year and a half down the road now, nearly 2 years. I could hang on. I could manage that. But we just don't know what's happening. So why wait? I have a family to feed. I have bills to pay. So I can't be hanging around either.
Okay. All right. Look, Tim, thanks for making us aware that we will put questions to the HSE. We're still waiting for a response from them in relation to any sort of a confirmed estimated date for the opening of the hospital or what's led to the delay in getting it to this point. But thanks for telling me your story this morning.
No problem. I think our councillors as well, Gerry, would want to start speaking up as well, though. We have enough local councillors, and I don't hear any one of them mentioning it. Not one of them. Okay. There's plenty of local issues going on. This surely must be one of them.
Okay.
Thanks.
There you go. That is Tim and his story of being on a panel. The panel is now closed off separately. He was kind of frustrated at the HSC for offering jobs in Cork when there was ones going in Tralee. He's opting out of it now, going to go working in a different area of the economy at a time when we really need healthcare workers, particularly in this particular area. And recruitment is a huge challenge in this area as well. And what was, you know, when he went on that panel late last year, he was hoping, or July last year, he was hoping that he would have a job by now in the Killarney Community Nursing Unit, which is still, as yet, is unopened. Now, we did get a response from the HSE to our query, and we asked them about recruitment issues for the new hospital as well, the new nursing unit when it's opened. What they've said is the Killarney Community Nursing Unit project is part of a PPP, public-private partnership development. The National HSE Estates Department continues to work closely with the contractor to confirm a revised completion date for the construction phase. The local management have been advised we can expect the building will be handed over to the HSE for the next phase of development towards the end of quarter four 2025. So we're now in September, we're into quarter four. You're looking really, next month will be quarter four. That's October, November, December. We're looking really at Christmas for it to be handed over. Hopefully is what they're saying. They can expect that it'll be handed over. The new facility must also be inspected, assessed and ultimately registered by HICWA. This is a legal requirement before we can accept any residents to the new unit. That process takes 6 weeks, we understand, possibly longer. The commissioning of the unit will take a particular period of time as well. Again, expect it to be months. So really you're looking kind of like into summer or perhaps maybe even this time next year. The statement continues and says, we're looking forward to moving residents into their new high quality accommodation as soon as possible. The unit will have 130 single ensuite bedrooms and high quality shared spaces. It will be a fantastic addition to the healthcare in Killarney and the wider Kerry area. Once the contractor hands over the completed building ready for registration, the HSE will be able to share a more detailed timeline, taking into account the need to liaise with residents, their families and our valued staff, the kit out of the interior of the building and the HICWA registration process. Once this is completed, transfer of services to the new unit will take place as soon as is possible. That's what the HSE have said in relation to that. Now, following on from that, we've asked a number of other questions, which again, we had asked previously of the HSE. What is the reason for the delay? And are there any implications for cost of the project as a result? And also, what is the current budget estimate for the completion of the hospital? And is there any issue over the delay between the contractor and the HSE? Because this is a new model of building and operating these. This building will be operated, the maintenance of it and the grounds will be operated by a company called Equisysk, which is a new company that's been set up to operate it for 25 years. It will get payments from the HSE over those 25 years. The HSE will staff and operate what happens inside and will own the building and the land. So again, this is a new model and it's a number of different projects across the country. We're waiting answers to those questions as to what went wrong here or what was the reason for the delay. Is it just delayed arrival of supplies or delayed arrival of building, or were building conditions difficult, or did something go wrong in the construction of it and that's why it's been delayed by this length of time? We're trying to get more answers for you on that. It's on and people have said it to me. The lights are on every evening. Everyone's wondering, when will this be open? We're hearing now, perhaps maybe we don't have a clear timeline, as we said, perhaps at the end of this year, once it's handed over, we might get a clear timeline on that and get some vision on when patients will be able to move in to the new community nursing unit. Give us your views on that.